Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
What to do about those exes that contact you with Venus being retrograde? Y'all gotta watch out for that, people.
Am I supposed to say this on record or off record?
I'm just saying, well, you know.
I got people that are gonna be watching this.
Well, I'm not talking about us. We gotta warn the people.
You're right.
With Venus being retrograde, what happens with Venus being retrograde?
There's gonna be a lot of talking, a lot of conversation, yeah. You know.
But by the way, if exes do pop up, just realize sometimes retrograde is the reason they're popping up is for closure.
Yeah, and things, you know, usually retrograde cycles point out to like things that are coming from the past, like back up.
Yeah.
And basically that, to kind of like have some sort of like closure and just sort of like, you know, move on to that next chapter. But or just revisit. You usually tend.
But it ain't saying rekindle.
But I think it could. It could rekindle, but then, I mean, it's not advice to rekindle. But I, you know, it's funny you say that, because I feel that even though sometimes like the astrology will tell us, oh, like don't go back to something, right? But so it's almost like we understand in some sort of unconscious way, or rather like our subconscious understands that, like we shouldn't go back to that, right? But there's always a part of us that is curious to kind of like see or understand what it is that we would be going back to, right? So if we tend to go back to that which has already happened and now it's coming back and we're sort of like looking at it again, we don't usually find ourselves in that same state that we found ourselves when that first thing, whatever that came back, left us to begin with.
Yeah.
Usually we freak out and we think, oh my God, I don't want this thing to come back, because I think that, you know, it might, I don't know what it's going to do to me. I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know if I'll be wise enough to process it or whatever. But really what tends to happen is it's coming back also to let you know that you have also evolved. So yeah. There's things about you that have actually leveled up.
Or to remind you the reason you left them alone in the first place.
Yeah, basically.
You know? Hey, that person that you had that you still had in the back of your mind, like way back there, like, and then that person shows up, and then when they show up, you be like, oh, I remember.
Yeah.
That's why we don't talk no more. which can lead to closure.
Yeah, it does. It leads to closure.
Yeah.
But it's sad, because retrograde periods usually do show you that. And I mean, but it doesn't have to be sad. And here's my Sag moon that's going to come out, because it could also show you that, hey, like, you know, maybe that wasn't what you thought it was, but it doesn't mean that it can't evolve into something that is different than that.
Yeah.
Right? So to give people a brighter perspective, you know, maybe you find yourself in a situation where something is coming back that you necessarily, you know, don't want it to come back, or that you kind of have to learn from it. But it doesn't mean you have to X out the person completely from your life. It just means that perhaps the relationship will transmute into something different, something that's more convenient for you now in this state of existing.
Huh. Well, what if you're involved with somebody already and then that ex shows up? There ain't no, you know, hey, I'm about to break up with my person who I'm with now just to get back with you.
What if the ex shows up and you decide that you can give it a try and be friends? Hey, there's a possibility for anything.
How would your better half feel? Would you be friends with your exes?
No. Well, that's not. Now that goes into like personal psychology.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You sitting up here saying maybe the relationship.
How would the person feel? Well, I mean,
nah, it ain't going down.
Hey, well, but you know what? But you know what? Sometimes those moments are important because, it's fun. I actually know of something like this happening. It will sometimes an ex showing back up to that sort of brings a little bit of problems or triggers to an existing relationship could sort of be like an eye opener for that partner that is not sort of like, you know, meeting the expectations or I guess being all that they can be in the relationship. So if you think about it, a retrograde period doesn't have to look or feel like a nightmare. It could just sort of be something that opens your eyes and tells you, oh wait, hold on, like let me not drop the ball.
All right,
did you like that interpretation better?
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I don't want people to walk away from this podcast thinking, hey, we telling people if in this retrograde period, if an ex show up, break up with somebody and go back with your ex.
No, I would not say that at all. I would.
Well, that's kind of how it started to sound a little bit.
Maybe, but thank you for correcting me. I would just recommend that before you act, you just sort of take a pause and make sure that you understand what you're doing.
Yeah, and I like my version better. Hey, that ex is showing up to show you the reason why you let them go, and if you are in a current relationship, may even make you appreciate your relationship that you're currently in even that much more.
That's true.
God, I'm glad I'm not dealing with that mug no more.
I'm technically, yeah, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that right now. That's not really my case. I'm kind of hoping that the Venus retrograde is more like, I mean, for me, it's going to affect my third house. So hopefully I learned something that I don't know, I didn't learn.
All right. I'll just say this. And since it's my show and, you know, I know our honesty, not recently, but a few years ago, during a retrograde, I had it was about 4 years ago, I guess, during the retrograde. I had an ex who kind of had in the back of my mind.
That's how
you know that one of those persons, that, you know, you broke up, you kind of like, well, they called me out of the blue during the retrograde. And we had a 10-15 minute conversation. And after I hung up the phone with that person, I said to myself, thank God we broke up what we did, because I am so glad I wasn't with her when she was going through all that crap. So that gave me closure and helped me to release that one.
Yeah. Release. That's a good... They kind of hit all the words that start with RE. Release, review, renew.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.